This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, as we get closer to the end of this age, there has to be more and more telltale signs that the dreaded 666 of the book of Revelation is creeping in on humanity. Do you see any signs on the horizon?
Oh, yeah. Governments around the world have been implementing things to make it easier to monitor and control their people. For example, over in Europe, Estonia seems to have taken the lead in digitizing its residents. I saw this article yesterday. The headline was, "How Estonia Outpaced the Rest of Europe at Digitalization." Article says, Germany's been described as an analog country in a digital world. Meanwhile, Estonia has digitized all its government services. Lukas Ives, until last year, Estonia's government's chief information officer and the author of a recent study called The End of Bureaucracy, took a look at Estonia versus German use of technology. And he said, currently about 62% of Germans use digital services in the government, while in Estonia, it's over 90%. Furthermore, electronic identity verification is used by 90% of Estonians. They use their national EIDs to access government services, but that's less than 10% of Germans. So the reason for this is simple. The Estonian software is more user-friendly, provides access to both public and private sector services, including retail banking. So, yeah, if it's simple and easy, more people are going to end up digitized. Of course, that's not going to end bureaucracy. When I saw the article, it brought to mind a scripture in 2 Peter 2:19. I'm going to read this from the New King James. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage.
So your thought is that the ease and seemingly innocent use of digitization will lead people into bondage by their newfound liberty?
Yes, because, you know, look, there's a lot of advantages to digitalization and certain things on the computers, et cetera. But this is going to lead people into it because one day we're going to see a totalitarianism rise up worse in various places of the world, but particularly in Europe, according to Bible prophecy.
Is any digital pushing going on in the United States other than in Europe?
Oh, yes. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants all Americans to wear health tracking devices. Here's a headline from the Huffington Post, an article. RFK Jr. wants all Americans to wear health tracking devices. Security experts have concerns. During a House Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee hearing, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he'd like all Americans to use wearable health products such as Fitbits, Apple Watches, Oura Rings, Whoop and glucose monitors to control their health and take responsibility for it. While this remains just a suggestion and not a mandate, it's been announced that the Department of Health and Human Services will launch a campaign to encourage Americans to wear these devices. Wearables can track your heart rate, menstrual cycle, fitness regimen, blood sugar levels, sleep patterns, location, and more. While they can be helpful for the average person, these devices store lots and lots of our data. Is it safe for all this information to be out there? And what happens if this data ends up in the wrong hands, including the government's? David Cronister, CEO of Parameter Security, said, there are always safety concerns when it comes to connected technology. And your wearable device is most likely to be connected to your smartphone, meaning it has access to your personal data. And he also said, no device or platform is completely secure. Attackers often target back-end systems such as cloud servers via compromised employee credentials or software vulnerabilities. So that's the end of that article. Anyway, while technology can help some, it does allow for data collection and monitoring. Wearables, to me at least, look like another 666 prelude.
That's an interesting word. To me, wearables just means clothes. Tell us more about what you mean by wearables and their association with 666.
Well, whether or not associated with 666, wearables include things like digital watches, possibly armbands, perhaps forehead bands, maybe gloves, and even implants. Now, what triggered my interest in this topic this week is I saw this other article, and here's the title of this one, The Wearables Trap, How the Government Plans to Monitor, Score, and Control You. It says, bodily autonomy, the right to privacy and integrity over your own body is rapidly vanishing. The debate now extends beyond forced vaccinations or invasive services to include biometric surveillance, wearable tracking, and predictive health profiling. We're entering a new age of algorithmic authoritarian control where our thoughts, moods, and biology are monitored and judged by the state. This is the dark promise behind the newest campaign by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to push for a future where all Americans wear biometric health tracking devices. Under the guise of public health empowerment, this initiative is nothing less than a normalization of 24/7 bodily surveillance, ushering in a world where every step, heartbeat, and biological function is monitored not only by private companies, but by the government. It says, you know, surveillance has always arrived dressed as progress. Every new wave of surveillance technology, such as GPS trackers, red light cameras, facial recognition, Ring doorbells, Alexa smart speakers, have been sold as tools of convenience, safety, or connection. But in time, each became a mechanism for tracking, monitoring, or controlling the public. What began as voluntary has become inescapable and mandatory. We've seen this dystopia before. In the 1973 film Soylent Green, the elderly become expendable when resources grow scarce. Now, the author of this article says, my good friend, Nat Hentoff, an early principal warner about this years ago. He once was pro-choice, but now he's come to believe that the erosion of medical ethics, particularly the growing acceptance of abortion, euthanasia, and selective care, was laying the groundwork for institutionalized dehumanization. He warned that government sanctions will end to the intentional loss of certain lives. It's a slippery slope as various parts of the population be considered expendable. Hentoff referred to this as naked utilitarianism, quote, that the greatest good for the greatest number. And if individuals are in the way, they got to be gone. So not necessarily murdered, but made comfortable till they die at a deliberate speed. Maybe we can speed it up. Okay. And then the article concludes with the concern is no longer theoretical. Anyway, article mentioned smartphones, and they are also surveillance tool right now as well.
Dr. Thiel, in your opinion, is every person involved with these government survey programs all across the globe involved in a great conspiracy, or are there other factors at work?
Well, I think most people involved in this think they're doing the right thing, okay? Mm-hmm. They think it's actually good. But there is a grand conspiracy, but not the way most people think. This is because Satan is a grand conspirator, and he's out there affecting people. Mm-hmm. It says in Ephesians 6:12, the Apostle Paul warns that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Satan's got a plan. Now, back in 2012, I warned about some of these things. I said the ability to control buying and selling, et cetera, would be vastly aided by modern technology. And since then, smartphones have pretty much expanded everywhere, as well as AI. 98% of Americans have cell phones, with 91% having smartphones, similar over in Europe. Then we also got 5G. That helps speed up attaining of knowledge. And they're also working on something called 10G to get things faster and faster. However, the Bible warns that future faster development of knowledge is going to happen at the end times. Daniel 12, verse 4 says, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many will run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
But wouldn't the increase in knowledge be considered a good thing?
Well, it should be. Yet the Bible warns that the godless will become, quote, inventors of evil things in Romans 1:30. And we've seen that in various ways. And what's called artificial intelligence, along with other technologies, are consistent with that prophecy. Not all increased knowledge is good, as humans often do bad things with knowledge. Now, in addition to wearable health trackers, we've seen things like a digital wallet, and there's more and more ways to make purchases over cell phones. You know, there are already AI, artificial intelligence wearables, as well as implanted chips that some actually use to buy and perhaps even sell. Now, the mark of the beast involves command breaking, but we also see several physical marks of digital technology, including some type of a wearable. Now, that being said, let's talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for a moment. I don't think he's got nefarious reasons for his wearable proposal. And he makes a lot of proposals I actually like. But I don't think he's ever considered how it could have a connection to biblical prophecies that will be fulfilled for what's going to happen over in Europe.
What specific biblical prophecies are you referring to?
Bible prophecy shows that a militaristic European dictator is going to arise, and they're going to use some type of digital tech. Mobile phones, artificial intelligence, another technology I think would be involved. In Revelation chapter 13, I'm going to read a little bit. First, we're going to read about starting verse 1. It says, "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea." Now, this beast is a European beast. And you, how do we know this? You see this sea down in verse 2. It's like a leopard, got feet like a bear, mouth like a lion. And you tie this in with a similar sounding beast in Daniel chapter 7. It talks about the great sea, and the great sea of ancient times is the Mediterranean Sea. And the power that historically controlled the Mediterranean Sea was the old Roman Empire, which had the north and the south. And now you've got the European Union, which has got the north. And ultimately, according to Daniel 11, verses 40 to 43, it'll end up at the south. So we know this is a European power. But notice that this power, on verse 3, one of his head looks mortally wounded. So people think, Europe can't rise up again. But it says his wound is going to be healed. The world's going to marvel and follow this beast. It's going to be a warring power. He's going to blaspheme and cause all kinds of problems. People on the earth are going to worship him, verse 8. But there's another beast. This is the Antichrist rising up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. So he looks good to people, but he speaks like a dragon. And he's got various authority. He performs great signs, verse 13. He deceives the world with these signs, telling people to dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Verse 15, he's granted to give power to the breath of the image of the beast, that the image of the beast could speak and cause many who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. I think AI will be used for that. Mm-hmm. Verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads, that no one can buy or sell unless she's got the mark, the name of the beast, the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number of a man. His number is 666. Verse 16, part of it says, he causes all to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads. The mark of the beast will include some type of wearable. An implanted chip is a type of wearable.
I never would have thought the mark of the beast as being a wearable.
Well, the ability to control buying and selling, force worship, etc., is going to be aided by surveillance through modern technology, something on the hand or the forehead. This type of thing wasn't possible when Jesus had the Apostle John write this down nearly 2,000 years ago.
Amazing.
And, you know, while we did a video called The Mark of the Cell Phones, and they are an issue, they don't read your mind. But wearables can, in a sense, they can read a lot about our bodies. Anyway, the mark of the beast is going to include some type of a wearable. Modern technologies are already setting the world up for the coming European beast to use 666 controls. Hopefully, Christians who see this will take steps to be a true Philadelphian Christian in these end times and not end up with the mark of the beast.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.